Wasn't that just the sweetest thing you've ever heard? I was just getting my game set up here. I got some soccer going on here on the left side. I got some fucking Rose Bowl action going on over here on the right side. And this is the pre-show for the Tuesday, the 3rd of January, as it's being recorded here on the 2nd of January.
Okay.
Move over here. Let me get centered here. I'm never quite sure if I'm centered or not, you know? I guess that's good enough.
Shit.
Problem is we set the camera up too far to the...
It's completely fucked up, man. It's completely fucked up, you know? That's what I'm trying to say here, you know? It's completely fucked up.
Okay. So anyway, hello. Boy, am I fully prepared here for the show. Here I don't have my Diet Coke. I don't have shit. Here, you know. It's okay. It's all right, man. I got it going on. All right, let me get rid of this shit. Here around the country. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. There we are in our... Oh, there's a... That's very interesting. That was a different fade in. That's the fade. See, that's how it fades in, the fade out. There you go. All right. Here we go, man. Here we go. So I'm starting a class next week, and I'm really excited about it. It is a class in auditioning. How to audition. The whole science in and of itself. It's one thing about getting a job and doing the job. But then there's this thing called having to audition for the job. And it's a daunting experience. One that is so, you know, power-packed and emotional and intimidating that there are now classes being given by acting teachers, acting coaches, on how to audition. How to go in and audition. What's the mindset? What is the goal? You know, what are you doing when you audition? That kind of thing. So I'm excited about it. It's from a teacher who's very well thought of. That's a big one, man. It's probably a big one for anybody who has to audition, but especially me, because, you know, I've been just kind of been flying by the seat of my pants in a lot of ways. I didn't even know, for instance, until I talked to somebody, an actor, that you could take your pages, you could take your script into the audition with you and consult the script if you needed to. Not consult, but to refer to the script if you needed to. I always thought you had to have the lines fucking down pat when you went in there, and, you know, and that's not necessarily the case. So it's a lot of shit. I fucking know, man. Let me see here, man. I want to find out what we got here.
Tonight, I sold the farm to take.
what she wanted? She wanted to go to Baltimore? Oh, nice. Nowadays, it would be kind of, it's a cool thing. Back then, I don't know.
I ran an old machine.
I couldn't take the shit that I took every day.
Neighborhood serene.
And the two-bit punk that was my boss, he pissed me off something fierce.
She would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best.
Yeah.
What she used to be.
Well, you didn't do it good enough, man.
But I soon learned that she loved those bright eyes more than she loved me. I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before. While my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yeah.
She's a hooker. What a dick. So that's what happened to her, huh? What she's longing for, that's to be a whore on the streets of Baltimore. You got me. I don't know why. That's just the goofiest looking face. That's goofy, too, but the other one's goofier. What am I doing? What am I doing? Okay. All right, man. All right, sports fans. Now, let me see something here, dude. The fuck am I doing, man? What are you looking for, Phil? What she's looking for.
Shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world.
Detroit City.
Away from home, away from home, cold and tired and all alone. Yes, I'm 500 miles away from home.
About my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother, I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting.
City. All right, man. From the letters that they write. But by day I make the cars. By night I make the bars. If only they would see between the line. What? The fuck are you doing?
deep in Detroit City. And I dreamed about those cotton fields and home.
Oh, well,
I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister, and brother.
I guess I'm too much of a pussy to live up here in the north.
I wanna go.
I'm fucking around. I'm just kidding. Could be anybody. Could be just a kid from the country. Doesn't have to be a guy in the South. What the fuck is... These are always good albums here. They say, like, the classic country hits of the, you know, of the 60s. And it has a variety. And then it has a variety of artists, you know? And you can do a variety. There's a variety. I don't have to... Just never mind.
Crazy. I'm crazy for being so stupid. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And it burns, burns, burns the ring of fire.
All right, man.
What? I dreamed about those cotton fields back home, and the assholes made me do things I didn't want to do. I felt just like a cheap, dirty punk. Punk.
Hey, man. Ah, fuck me. Is that the wrong one? This fucking piece of shit out of there.
Get that piece of dog shit the fuck out of here.
The sweetest thing I've known. I don't know why that sounds filthy, but it just does. And
what?
Well, what the hell, man? I don't know, dude. I don't know what I'm doing. I do not know what I'm doing. Here's a great one from Bobby Bear. It's called Detroit City. I remember when I first saw Bobby Bear, he was in some dump, as most of these artists are when I first see them. They're in a dump, and they beg me to sign them to a management deal. I always tell them the same thing. Get out of here. You suck. You're no good. Come on back when you buy a guitar and you have a song to sing. Well, sure enough, about 8 months later, Bobby Bear had a hit with this one, Detroit City. So I chased him down, bothered him. In fact, bothered him at a number of restaurants where I was asked to leave. But I have a hard time saying no to, you know.
And I dreamed about...
This guy said, I got a song called Hello Walls. I said, are you out of your mind? You must be some kind of a retard.
Hello, walls.
Hello. Look at this, talking to the walls, right? Would you believe this would be a hit? I should have known.
Go for you today.
I should have stuck with classical music.
Don't you miss her.
Floyd Kramer was a real dipshit. He was a guy with buck teeth and a corny-looking suit, man. He had the pants were too short. And he comes walking in one day and saying,
well, hey, it's really nice to meet you there, Mr. Jabell.
I said, what do you want, man? Are you here? What are you, an usher from the theater next door or something? What, did I steal a popcorn? And he said, no, my name is Floyd Kramer. I play piano. I said, is that right? He said, may I tinkle something out here on this piano? I said, you tinkle on that piano, friend. You pay for it. You buy every single key that you tinkle on. He goes, no. Can I play the... And then, Johnny Cash is a guy you don't want to mess with. Johnny has a very serious demeanor about him. Yes, he's a fun-loving guy. He's a loving man. He's good to his fans. He's good to his family. He's good to the people that are good to him. But when you're a creep like me, Gene Jabell. Hi, I'm Gene Jabell, a creep like me. When You're a Creep Like Me. Welcome to Gene Jabel's When You're a Creep Like Me, the sky's the limit.
This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song can make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today,
I'd have a better job than what I got today.
Yoo-hoo! But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my...
my bag and my guitar. I hate to refer to my girlfriend as the bag, but my guitar doesn't mind, and I'm thumbing to Mexico. I'm so cheap, I'm thumbing to Mexico. Whoa, whoa. Everton, by the way, won today, that's being yesterday, Monday, 3-0 over Southampton. I know it doesn't mean shit to you, but it means a little itsy-bitsy teeny bit to me, and it means a whole shitpot load to actual Everton fans in Joliet, England. But that was really cool. I every time I look up the Everton score, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. What's it going to be? What? How did they blow it late in the fucking game now, you know? How did they blow a lead and now they come away with 1 point and a draw? What piece of shit team that they should have beat the shit out of did they lose to? Southampton, I don't know about Southampton this year, but they generally are a pretty good team, you know? They qualified for the Europa League, in fact, I think last year. Well, Everton's coach today, their coach now used to be Southampton's coach, so I don't know if that means anything, but
they beat them 3-0. It was fantastic. All right.
Oh, fuck. And SC, you know, I don't know what happened in the SC game. I'm looking at it right now, so don't tell me.
If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, because I'm riding on my thumb to Mexico. I got my thumb parked up my, you know...
Oh, my God. Where's that promo? I got to roll that promo for you guys. I mean, I remember when we did the bit, and I laughed my fucking ass off then, and I'm still laughing today. God damn it.
Yeah!
Hello. Hello. Oh, here's something cool I did. Let's see. Yeah. Maybe you'll dig this out. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Oh, wait.
I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
What the fuck is this? Huge waves by the North Jetty.
Riding my thumb to Mexico.
Where's the fucking promo? Oh, I know. I'm looking at the wrong spot. Well, actually, no, I'm not. Well, yeah, I am. Excuse me.
This old airport, and the thing... And a little thing.
What the fuck is this? What is this? Where are my saved videos? Why do I even fuck with Facebook? What am I doing? I mean, I go to the fan page is fine. It's the friends page that I got to keep. Because if you don't keep your friends page, you got to redo everything. But I've tried to deactivate my friends page, and it won't let me do that. Because what happens is, if I do that, then the fan page gets weirded out. Well, what happened to your friends page, you know? And so then that page goes dormant, and it's a never-ending bullshit thing. I probably just... I don't know, man. You know? We didn't have much more time here, so...
If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, because I'm riding her thumb to Mexico.
All right.
Watch the language.
Wait. Okay, here we go.
Goodbye.
Margaret, come on.
The f*** is so funny.
Watch the language.
Oh, now you, yeah, that got him out of it.
Margaret, look at Phil. That was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
What was funny about that?
You found out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to see Phil Henry, ladies and gentlemen. He looks like an ass just laying there on the...
You found out that Pluto wasn't a planet, so you sold your ass on the dirt roads of...
Oh, man.
I like that promo. That was produced by Alex Karen. Anyway. What am I doing, man? Oh, yeah. So there's that, you see? All right. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Kiss you, love you, hug you, just, yeah. Yeah, okay. Here we go, five. Here we go, five, whatever that means. You got my shit together here. Our playlist, country music. All right. Hi, everybody. This is Gene Jabel, and welcome to Gene Jabel, Pain in the Ass. Hi, everybody. I'm Gene Jabel, and I am a pain in the ass. That's what we got to do. Hi, everybody. I'm Gene Jabel, and I'm a world-class. Hi, everybody. This is Gene Jabel, and I am a pain in the ass. Gene Jabel here, playing some of the top country hits of all time here on Country USA, and getting my ass kicked and thrown out of moving vehicles or off of the roofs of warehouses by some of the top stars in country music. Well, here's one here right now. His name is Billy Cunningham. I'll never forget the time that Billy threw me out of a moving limousine right out on the freeway. That's right, I pissed him off because I had not signed him to a management deal.
Let's sway into the music real close. We can both use a little let go. Betty, if you want a good time, we can get.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
We sure are, Gene.
All right, because here we go.
All right, Gene.
Fucking A.